95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's Daytona's Drink Station right now. It's Morning Hog Brew Review time. Josh from SR Parada is back in the house. Woo! And oh my, has he brought us a surprise. You gave me a little sneak peek because you were like, hey, Riggs, what's your favorite beer on the planet? And I was like, Terrapin? He was like, no, not that one. I went Stone. He was like, yes. Right? So you got some Stone flavors in addition to another surprise.
Yeah, I got some cool stuff today, and a couple are new. Or actually, three out of the four are brand new.
Oh, brew debuts.
Brew debuts, that's right. So we're going to start with one that we've had before.
Okay.
And then I got a secret about all three of these.
I like this a lot. Ooh. Okay.
So we got three flavors from Stone today, one from Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Stone Delicious, which you've probably had before.
Yes.
I have not.
We're starting off with 7.7.
All four of these are brand new.
Did you hear what he just said? 7.7.
Yes.
Oh, can you smell that already?
This many.
Just opening it, you know it's a Stone product.
Right.
I just got slapped in the face with a hop.
Yeah, yeah. I love... Oh,
I saw that.
I made hop while I drank this.
It was not very nice.
Nah, I'll spill it. I don't want to do that.
So like I said, Stone Delicious has been around for a little while. Available in six-pack cans.
Oh, my Lord.
That's getting you?
Woo!
Yeah, they don't mess around with them hop.
That was not a bad, oh, my Lord. That was good.
I love this beer.
Holy mackerel.
Love this beer.
That's a very hoppy.
Right.
Tell us about it.
Wow.
Tell us about it. Tell what are we pouring into ourselves right now?
So, like I said, Stone Delicious, 7.7% alcohol. This is actually considered gluten reduced.
Really?
Wow.
It's technically, by FDA rules, gluten free.
Oh.
But because it's made with barley and, let's just say with barley, they can't legally say that it's gluten free. But it meets the parameters to be gluten free. So, gluten reduced. But yeah, Stone Delicious, been around for a while, six packs. It's just a solid beer. For your hop heads out there that like a good IPA, you're getting a little bit of that citrus notes, you know, but a lot of hops.
Yeah.
Guess
this is a hop head?
Wow.
He's pointing right here. This entire head right
here. And that thing lasts for like 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah, that gets...
That tail is stays long. With
you. Mm. There you go. That tail is long.
Oh, my. Woo! All right, well, it's been a good show.
Wow.
No, that's so good. And I love that beer, and I treasure it when I have it. And now we're getting to things we've never had before.
So I think I'm going to expand your love for that beer.
Oh, damn.
Because we have Stone Delicious again.
Okay.
But it's citrus.
Uh-oh, citrus! Okay. Hang out!
Okay.
Are you sensing a theme?
Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some lemons, maybe. Some oranges.
Well, they're both called delicious. As well.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a new one. Another 7.7%. This one, you're still going to get that hop note, obviously.
Gotcha.
It's a Stone product. Right. But you should get a little bit more citrus to this one.
It's not super prominent on the nose.
No.
So they add a little bit of orange peel to this one, so you're getting some more citrus notes, and then they're relying on the hops that are in there for some of that citrus.
It's about it's about a 1.5 count.
I like that one.
It's like picking up beats on a drummer.
Right. So you're almost getting into that juicy territory, right?
Yes.
Where, on the back end, you are getting that citrus, but it also mellows out quite a bit, especially compared to
regular Stone Delicious.
It's as hoppy as the last one, but like you said, some of that... It
juice
calms it down just a little bit.
Right. Yeah. There's no back end attack on this. It does smooth out.
Right.
It's like an ocean wave.
There you go.
Right? It kind of just dissipates into foam.
And I might have to stone you for that.
Put more foam in my mouth right now. This is... okay, so why... what is the point of Stone doing this?
Well, so we'll reveal that, I think, after the break with this third one.
Oh, tease. All right. Well, then let's go to a break right now so we can have more of this. Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh S.R. Parrott. More coming up on 95.7 The Hog.